This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Violence and tension for a second night in Minnesota after a deadly police shooting. Plus, billionaire Jack Ma's businesses are facing intense scrutiny from Chinese regulators. What does this mean for American investors?
To state the obvious, and this is something investors say a lot, if you invest in China, policy matters.
And grocery stores stayed open during the pandemic, but what competition might they face as other businesses reopen? It's Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. Police and protesters clashed for a second night in a Minneapolis suburb. That's the sound of fireworks set off by some protesters at the Brooklyn Center Police Department. It comes after the death of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man who was shot during a traffic stop on Sunday. Stores were looted and police fired chemicals into crowds. Minnesota State Patrol said about 40 arrests were made for violations including breaching curfew and rioting. There were also protests in New York and Portland. Police have described Wright's death as a tragic accident. They say an officer accidentally shot and killed him after discharging her gun, even though she believed she was firing her taser. Authorities identified the officer as Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Force. She couldn't be reached late Monday, and a union official declined to comment. As we spoke about on the show yesterday, security was already tight in the area for the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin over the death of George Floyd. There could be more C-suite turnaround at GameStop. The company is working to replace its CEO, George Sherman, according to people familiar with the matter. They also said the search for a new CEO will be led by Ryan Cohen, who became a board director in January. He is one of the company's largest investors and co-founder of Chewy, the e-commerce pet food business. It would be the latest in a string of changes to GameStop's leadership. The company said its board is evaluating the skills of its leadership team and hired a third-party firm to help it in the process. And the COVID-19 variant, first identified in the UK, spreads more easily than older strains, but doesn't lead to more severe disease among hospitalized patients, according to a new study from the medical journal The Lancet Infectious Diseases. We'll get a look at just how much we're paying for things when consumer price data for March is released later today. We're expecting to see an increase, a potential signal of building inflation pressures amid a big dose of fiscal stimulus, rising consumer spending, and supply chain bottlenecks. And prices for raw materials are surging. Our reporter Ryan Dezember says that will translate into more corporate profits.
So what happens is when the price of raw materials rises, the companies that use those materials, whether it's rubber or copper or lumber or crude oil, they turn around and usually raise the prices on whoever's buying their finished product, whether it's consumers at the stores or, you know, another business that buys that product and puts it in something else. And the reason they do that is, you know, that not only to preserve their own margins, but it usually sort of goes unnoticed because it's in a period of typically when, you know, raw materials rise in price, it's good economic times. And so everyone can sort of afford a little bit more, and it allows them to move prices.
Just ahead, a closer look at the focus on Chinese billionaire Jack Ma's businesses.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
We've been following some big stories that involve Chinese billionaire Jack Ma. One of them is about Alibaba, the e-commerce giant Ma founded. It's China's equivalent to Amazon, but even bigger by some measures. The company was hit with a record antitrust fine this past week. The other is about Ant Group, a financial technology company that Jack Ma spun out of Alibaba. Ant runs Alipay, a digital payment system that has become ubiquitous in China. Ant has more than a billion users there, handles trillions of dollars annually in transactions, and even gives out unsecured short-term loans. Jack Ma is the controlling shareholder. Ant was headed to go public last year in what would have been the largest IPO ever. But the Chinese government quashed it, and regulators have pushed Ant to restructure into a financial holding company overseen by China's central bank. So the question is, why is the Chinese government so focused on Ant and Alibaba now? And what do these moves tell us about how China's regulatory environment is shifting? Our WSJ Markets editor, Quinton Webb, has been watching this unfold from Hong Kong. Quinton, as always, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi there, Mark.
So let's talk about these regulatory moves against Jack Ma's companies. Ant Group announced this week it will be conceding to regulators' demands and applying to become a financial holding company to be overseen by China's central bank. Why were regulators pushing for this, and how big a change will this be for the company?
Well, this is really the most visible step in a series of moves designed to rein in Ant after years of explosive growth. If you talk to analysts who follow the sector closely, they will say that authorities in China value stability, including financial stability, very highly. And they appeared to be worried about the potentially destabilizing effects of Ant and other fintech groups. To take one example, Ant had organized huge amounts of lending and borrowing by banks and consumers, etc., via its platforms. Another thing is that regulators had accused Ant of doing what they call regulatory arbitrage, i.e. that means behaving like a financial institution but escaping the scrutiny that such firms have to face. So, you know, now the new look Ant is likely to be smaller, less valuable, and likely to grow less quickly. And it's probably likely to be less innovative too, some analysts say. You know, so if you think about that kind of famous Facebook credo of move fast and break things, it's kind of hard to be moving fast and breaking things when you're regulated by the central bank.
The government has also made moves against e-commerce giant Alibaba. The company was fined about $2.8 billion last week by China's antitrust regulator. That's a record penalty. But Alibaba's shares actually jumped afterwards. Can you explain that and what impact this fine could have on it?
Well, if you talk to analysts or you talk to investors, they will say that this reflects the fact that investors are relieved. This could have been considerably worse. And of course, you've got to remember as well that the stock has already fallen quite a bit in the last few months. Why are people relieved? Well, the basic business model of Alibaba is intact. And while the fine is large in dollar terms, it's actually very affordable for the company. It works out to about 10% of their annual profit. I should say, though, that there will be some medium-term consequences. So, you know, the market is likely to become more competitive because merchants will find it easier to sell their products on rival e-commerce services. That, in turn, could have an impact on Alibaba's growth and its profitability.
Jack Ma is clearly one of the highest profile figures in the Chinese business world. It feels like regulators are really focusing on his companies right now. Why?
Well, regulators cite issues around, for example, market power, disruption, competition, and corporate governance that have been raised by his companies. And Jack's criticism of Chinese regulators in a high-profile speech shortly before Ant was meant to go public also infuriated top leaders, as we at the Wall Street Journal have reported.
How about China's other big tech companies? Do these regulatory moves help them in the market, or do they suggest other tech companies could be next in line for more regulation?
It's a bit of both, actually. So the antitrust moves are meant to benefit consumers and merchants, at least as much as they are meant to stop Alibaba taking market share from its rivals. The Chinese authorities have already imposed some small but pretty symbolically important fines on other big tech companies. And they've clearly grown more alert to problems with anti-competitive behavior, the use and abuse of consumer data, and so on. So yes, scrutiny is increasing.
And finally, some big U.S. firms have positions in Alibaba and other Chinese tech companies. Meanwhile, the scrapping of Ant's IPO takes the option of buying its stock off the table for investors for now. What does this new regulatory environment mean for investors?
Well, you know, to state the obvious, and this is something investors say a lot, if you invest in China, policy matters. It's not always obvious if companies and executives will be able to stay on the right side of the government. And if they fall from favor, that shift can be fast and it can be dramatic. But then, you know, in some senses, China's not an outlier when it comes to technology. Both the United States and Europe are also taking, as we've reported, an increasingly tough stance on the global tech industry. And that includes issues like competition, like privacy, like taxes. As for Ant, I should say that the chairman recently told employees that the company will eventually go public again, you know, most likely when the dust has settled.
We will keep watch. Quentin, thank you for not only sharing your knowledge, but also the context. Many thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And finally, during the pandemic, grocery stores were allowed to remain open as essential businesses. Despite all of the restrictions and shutdowns, they were among the biggest real estate winners. But as we look into the future, some of the bricks and mortar shops may face some competition. Here's our Esther Fung.
This year, as more people get vaccinated, no one is saying, I can't wait to go to a grocery store this summer. They would all want to go out to movie theaters, maybe go travel, go out to dine. And so grocery stores, while they would still have a pretty good year, it's going to be coming off such a strong year last year. And there's going to be a lot of competition for them. And so for lots of grocery stores, they will have to make sure that they step up their game in terms of online deliveries of the groceries, making sure that it's convenient for guests.
2020 was a banner year for grocery chains, with sales boosting by 11%, more than triple the growth of the two previous years, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. And that's what's news for Tuesday. We're back tonight with a new show. Until then, we'll bring you the news as it develops on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.